All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA. Tax season is coming to a close. You might be thinking, all right, so what do accountants do the rest of the year after tax season? And the answer, outside of helping people with their back taxes, which is the majority of my practice, if you owe back taxes, I tell you in the description below how to reach out to me. But other than that, we do a lot of planning. Because if you're doing your tax planning for this year, 2021, in April 2022, right before you file your return, you're doing it wrong. You're going to potentially miss out on a lot of tax savings. You got to get ahead of this stuff because a lot of tax planning for 2021 has to be done in 2021. Outside of maybe contributing to a traditional IRA or a SEP IRA if you're self-employed or an HSA if you have a qualifying high deductible health plan, there's not a whole lot that middle-class taxpayers can do after year end to save money on taxes for the year they're filing for. I get so many emails from high-income wage earners saying, Logan, I'm preparing my taxes in TurboTax, and oh my gosh, I owe tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. What can I do? Well, sometimes the taxpayer made a mistake in the tax software that creates this huge number. But other times, that's what you owe. You know, you sold some appreciated stocks, or you had some other form of income that you haven't paid tax on yet, or you've underwithheld on your W-2 job. And sorry, outside of the basic stuff I mentioned, traditional IRA if you're eligible for the deduction, HSA if you're eligible, outside of that very basic stuff, there's not a whole lot I can do for you about last year's taxes, given that last year is in the past. That's why you need to plan this stuff out beforehand, well before the end of the year, and especially in a year like this one, with a new administration, with an aggressive tax policy. So today, I want to talk about five middle-class tax planning strategies in light of the Biden tax plan, because so much of the focus on this plan has been on the aspects of it that affect the wealthy, right? The reduction of the basis step up at death in appreciated assets, the reinstatement of the 39.6% top marginal rate for households making over $400,000 a year. And by the way, we don't know if this would cut in half for $200,000 for singles. We don't know, right? But in any event, okay, in most parts of the country, a household with an income of over $400,000 a year, yeah, that's not middle class, right? And so all this buzz, right, you hear about it, but it doesn't really apply to you directly, right? That's for the wealthy. Same thing with the 39.6% capital gains tax rate if you make over $1 million a year, right? I don't care if you live in San Francisco or Manhattan. If you make over $1 million a year, you're upper class. Sorry, I think we can all agree on that. So in this video, I want to talk about five middle-class tax planning strategies in light of the Biden agenda. Now, I must caveat this by saying that the Biden tax plan is not one unified piece of legislation yet, right? There are some proposals from various members of Congress that seem to align with a lot of the administration's goals, and that covers some aspects of it. Will those exact pieces of legislation become part of the final plan? I don't know, right? So until we see a unified piece of legislation here, I'm just going off of what I can, right? The fact sheets from the White House, Biden's speech to the joint session of Congress, and proposals put forth by various Democratic members of Congress, right? All right, let's get into these strategies. So planning strategy number one, reduce your withholdings in light of a potential SALT cap repeal. We know that repealing the $10,000 limitation on the itemized deduction for state and local taxes, including property taxes, is in the crosshairs of many members of the Democratic caucus. I dedicated an entire video to this back on April 27th. Be sure to check that out if you haven't seen it yet. Speaker Nancy Pelosi hails from California. Leader Schumer is from New York. Those are high tax states with high property values. They're constituents of these powerful members of Congress. They want to see the $10,000 SALT cap repealed. If this happens, okay, and they do get the SALT cap repealed and it's not effective until 2022, okay, and you're running against a $10,000 SALT cap, how do you know? Look at your 2020 Schedule A. Look at line 5E. If it's $10,000 even, then you ran up against the SALT cap. So if this passes, right, and it's effective beginning in 2022, you might want to adjust your W-4 to take less withholdings out so you can pay your 2021 state taxes in 2022 when you're eligible to deduct more than $10,000 of state, local, and property taxes, because paying them in 2021 doesn't do you any good for itemized deductions because you hit the $10,000 SALT cap. And depending on your state and how they penalize you, it might even make sense for you to be hit with an underpayment penalty for your 2021 taxes, right, for under withholding throughout the year 2021, if the value of the additional deduction you would get for paying your 2021 state taxes in 2022 rather than through withholding, if the value of that deduction exceeds the underpayment penalty that you would avoid, right, if you paid those taxes in 2021, right? But in 2021, you won't get a full benefit for them, right? Because you run up against a $10,000 salt cap. That deduction versus penalty analysis is very state specific. You really have to run the numbers there. And again, no one knows the future, but this is just something to keep your eye on as the administration starts to pursue its tax policy goals. If it starts like, if it starts looking like the salt repeal is a slam dunk for Dems, maybe it's time to seriously consider reducing your withholdings on your Form W-4 with your employer. Number two, be smart with the timing of your charitable contributions. And this kind of ties into what I just talked about. So let's paint this scenario. Let's say you're married, you file jointly with your spouse, and together with your spouse, you paid $20,000 of state income taxes and property taxes in 2020. And that was pretty dead on with the money you owed for those taxes. You're also a big giver. And in 2020, you gave $10,000 to your church or some other qualifying organization. Well, guess what? Because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was passed back in 2017, effective mostly beginning in 2018, made the standard deduction so high, your 2020 standard deduction for married filing jointly was $24,800. The total of your itemized deductions was only $20,000, right? A combined $10,000 for your state, local, and property taxes, because that's the limit. Yeah, you paid $20,000, but you can only deduct $10,000, right? And then that $10,000 plus the $10,000 you gave your church, right? That's only $20,000, right? That's less than your standard deduction for 2020, okay? Those tax payments and charitable giving didn't do anything for you tax-wise. But what if the salt cap is repealed beginning in 2022, not 2021? In that case, you would itemize your deductions in 2022, but not 2021, as we just discussed. So in that case, it might be advantageous for you to consider deferring making those charitable contributions you otherwise would have made in 2021 until 2022, when you would get a tax benefit for them, right? So instead of making a $10,000 contribution to charity in 2021 and not getting a benefit for it because you don't itemize due to the salt limit, right? And then making a $10,000 contribution in 2022, right, that you do get a benefit for if the salt cap is lifted, just consider making a $20,000 contribution in 2022 so you can get an itemized deduction on all of it, right, if the salt cap is lifted and this situation applies to you. Now, Democrats are looking to maybe cap itemized deductions in other ways, such as through a 28% benefit cap, bringing back the 3% PEAS limitation. So there's definitely room for a tax professional here to look over your numbers and work all this out and see what we can optimize. But at a high level, this is something to consider, right? If you take the standard deduction, because the standard deductions are so high, and you can only deduct $10,000 of state and local taxes due to the salt limit. If the salt limit looks like it's going to be repealed for 2022, it might make sense for you to defer some itemized deductions, such as charitable contributions, until 2022, so you can get a tax benefit for them that you wouldn't get in 2021. Third planning strategy, recovery rebate credit planning. So let's say that you did not get the third stimulus payment. Let's say you made more than the maximum threshold. Let's say you made $80,000 a year, right, in both 2019 and 2020. If you were single, right, and you made $75,000 or less and you qualified for the entire third stimulus payment, $1,400. If you made more than $75,000, your stimulus payment was reduced incrementally until you hit $80,000 of income, at which point you were completely ineligible for the third stimulus payment. Well, if you were excluded from the third stimulus payment based on your 2019 and or 2020 income, or you only got a partial payment, right, because your income was below $75,000 and $80,000 for single, right, then guess what? You have another shot at getting that full $1,400 through the 2021 recovery rebate credit. So it might pay to do a little planning here. How can you reduce that $8,000 of income you have so you can get that credit on your 2021 tax return? Now you say, Logan, I'm a W-2 wage earner. I don't have a business I can drum up deductions for, but what about beefing up your 401k contributions? What about opening a traditional IRA to get that income down? What about an HSA? These are all strategies I talk through with clients and I go over in my Prosper course, link in the description below. There's a coupon code down there as well for my loyal YouTube viewers. So that's something to think about, right? You want to keep track of your income throughout the year. Consider how to minimize your 2021 income if you're on that stimulus cusp, right? If you make a little bit more than $75,000 as single or married filing separately, right? You make a little bit more than $112,500 as head of household. You make a little bit more than $150,000 as married filing jointly, and you didn't get your full third stimulus, right? You might want to look for ways to reduce your 2021 income to get you under that threshold so you can get the whole thing on your 2021 taxes. Another way is to defer your year-end bonus. If you receive something like a holiday bonus at the end of the year, maybe discuss it with your employer to say, hey, for tax purposes, can you pay me this in 2022, right? After the new year, rather than before the end of 2021? Let's see what they say. Number four, if you're a real estate investor with considerable gains in property, and I've talked about how I love real estate here on the channel before. My first real estate investment was a 4-unit here in the Los Angeles area that I bought in the 2010s, putting only 3.5% down, FHA loan. That thing has significantly appreciated since I bought it. I've contemplated 1031ing it into an 8-unit or something like that. And I know many of you are sitting on rental properties as well that may have appreciated significantly over the past decade. And as I mentioned, when I went over the White House fact sheet on the American Families Plan, my video from April 28th, Biden is targeting 1031 exchanges for gains greater than $500,000. That fact sheet says the president would also end the special real estate tax break, referring to 1031 exchanges, that allows real estate investors to defer taxation when they exchange property for gains greater than $500,000. So if you're sitting on a rental property with more than $500,000 in gains in it, and you're looking to level up, right? Or you're looking to cash flow now. Maybe it's sitting in California, New York, Hawaii. You got all this appreciation on it, you know, since the 08 crash, but now you want cash flow. Now, that's not my strategy right now at this point in my life. That's why I'm personally not big on dividend stocks, right? Like a lot of folks are like, oh, look at my dividend portfolio. I'm not about that. I don't want to pay any more in taxes than I have to. But maybe you're older than I am. You want more cash flow and, you know, you want to transition to a more cash flow based portfolio. And you want to get out of this property you have that has $1 million in equity in it. You want to sell that puppy, take that cash, dump it into a cash cow apartment building, right? In Indy or Cleveland or Pittsburgh or some cash flowing market like that. If that's the case, you probably want to start talking to a CPA and a qualified intermediary about that sooner rather than later, because you might be looking at gain recognition for the portion of your gains over $500,000. Even if you do a 1031 exchange, right? If Biden gets his way. And finally, number 5, middle-class tax strategy in light of the Biden administration's tax goals. If you have back taxes, you really want to deal with those sooner rather than later. If you saw my video from April 27th, the IRS is about to get a whole lot meaner. You know what I'm talking about. You know that Joe Biden wants to infuse the IRS with $80 billion to beef up audit and collection activities. Now, yes, they say that will just target the rich, right? Because that's the politically correct answer. But you know as well as I do that the IRS has no problem slapping liens on houses and garnishing wages for people who are middle or lower class. So if you have back taxes, I strongly encourage you to watch that video as well as the other video I made. It's essentially a training I made on the offer and compromise, right? Kind of explaining what an offer and compromise is, who qualifies. Offer and compromise is the most useful tool that tax professionals have for dealing with back taxes. There's a link to that video on offer and compromise right up here at the top of the screen, as well as in the description below. I will be creating more content about offers and compromise and settlement agreements and other tax relief strategies here on the channel. So make sure you're subscribed and make sure you stay tuned for that. And finally, here's a little bonus for you, right? We already covered 5 middle-class tax strategies, but now let's talk about strategies for the rich, right? Not going to go super in depth here because this isn't directly for, you know, middle-class folks out there. But if you have friends or relatives who are wealthy, mention this stuff to them, right? They might have their heads in the sand here, especially if they are newly rich and they don't have a network of tax and legal professionals surrounding them to keep them abreast of this stuff. Tell your rich friends, hey, rich relatives, you know, rich friends, tell them that they need to update their estate plan, right? That they need to talk to their estate planning attorney if they are not already, because for rich folks, the implications of this Biden plan, if it passes, right? And if it passes looking at anything like what Biden and some other Dems are pushing for, the estate planning implications are huge, right? With the proposed butchering of the basis step up at death, a reduction in the lifetime exemption, right? Estate tax exemption. There's huge implications for the wealthy here. Also, if you have friends making more than $1 million a year, they might want to think about gain harvesting in 2021 if they have significant personal cash outlays they know are coming up next year in 2022. For example, let's say that next year in 2022, Mr. Millionaire is going to need to cash out of their stock portfolio a few hundred grand, you know, to pay for young Digby's Lambo for his 16th birthday next July, you know, and he can't borrow for some reason. Well, Mr. Millionaire might want to cash out before the end of 2021 so he can pay tax on his long-term gains of 23.8%, right? That's the statutory 20% rate plus a 3.8% Obamacare surtax, rather than paying 43.4%, right, if he cashed out in 2022, right? Assuming an increase in capital gains rates for those making over $1 million a year isn't effective until 2022. And sure, Mr. Millionaire may lose out on some appreciation in the market during that time, but let's do the math here, right? Let's say Mr. Millionaire is cashing out $300,000 worth of stock that he has a $100,000 basis in, right? So that's a $200,000 gain. If he cashes out in 2021 at the old rate of 23.8%, that's a $47,600 tax on that for federal tax purposes. But if he cashes out in 2022, and the 2022 capital gains rate on that gain is now 43.4%, that's a 39.6% plus a 3.8% Obamacare surtax, that's an $86,800 tax on the same gain. That's a $39,200 difference. So track with me here. Let's say young Digby turns 16 in July 2022. That's when he needs the Lambo, right? So in order for Mr. Millionaire to get the Lambo by then, he'd probably have to sell stocks in June at the latest, right? If he wanted to keep all those stocks invested so he can enjoy an extra 6 more months of appreciation, assuming the market, of course, appreciates between January and June 2022. So Mr. Millionaire kept the $300,000 invested all the way through the end of June 2022, rather than selling in December 2021, and we can assume a fairly aggressive 10% annualized rate here on Mr. Millionaire's investments, Mr. Millionaire would only have an additional $15,000 in appreciation on those stocks that were worth $300,000 in December, right? Compared to the $39,000 in additional tax, right? If he had sold in December 2021 versus in 2022, assuming a Biden tax increase on capital gains. So as you can see, this is a case where being tax informed is absolutely essential right now, right? Whether you're middle class or rich. So if you have rich friends, right, who don't have a network of legal and tax professionals in their corner, looking at this stuff for them, planning for the stuff in anticipation of major tax changes here, plugging in their own numbers into this. Tell them. Send them this video. I'm sure they will appreciate it immensely. All right, folks, that is what I have for you in this video. You know, as a CPA, live and breathe the stuff, and I will keep you updated on what you need to know in anticipation of potential major changes to the tax code under Joe Biden. Thank you so much for watching. I encourage you to check out these videos over here and down here, because when it comes to taxes, knowledge is money. Bye-bye.